rest of the story. Nicholas P. Trist, T-R-I-S-T. That sounds like an imagery-ridden name from some forgotten novel. Well, wait till you hear the plot. Nicholas Trist is an affable character, intelligent, polished, generally optimistic. These qualities are somewhat incongruous, for he is impoverished to the point of near destitution. We find him working as a clerk for the Wilmington and Baltimore Railroad Company in Pennsylvania. After many so-called promotions, the furthest he will ever go in this position is paymaster, $112.50 a month. It is in the menial service of this railroad company that Nicholas Trist is to remain for 21 years, relegated to the distant memories of his own past prestige. For once upon a time, Nicholas P. Trist had it all. Member of the State Department, hobnobbed with senators and members of Congress, with the President of the United States himself, and now, here he is a clerk for a railroad company, discarded and forgotten by his former friends in the highest places, and all because of the one time he disobeyed a direct order from the President. What you have heard has the literary texture of fiction, but it's not fiction. It really happened to a man named Nicholas P. Trist, and why he was banished from Washington is the rest of the story. By April of 1847, it became apparent that Mexico was willing to make peace with the United States. President James Polk determined that he should have a peace commissioner with the American Army, somebody familiar with the Mexican culture and the Spanish language, and the honor fell upon one Nicholas P. Trist, who was then chief clerk in the State Department. With secret orders and a letter signed by the President, emissary Trist set out for Mexico. En route, he told the newspapers too much. Arriving in Veracruz, he told the commanding general of the United States Army too little, and back home, President Polk was getting nervous. Shortly after peace negotiations began, Trist sent an unauthorized proposal to Washington. It was his own idea, he said, and he hoped the president liked it, but the president did not like it. Obviously, Polk's choice for peace commissioner had been a mistake. He sent a letter to Trist saying as much, ordering this emissary to return immediately to Washington. Well, Trist read the letter, and he responded with another of his own, explaining that he didn't want to return to Washington. Unprecedented. And yet, as the infuriated president searched for new adjectives by which to denigrate Nicholas Trist, Trist remained in Mexico. He negotiated on his own now. And on February 2, 1848, again without any authority to do so, he signed a treaty with the Mexicans. Well, you know the rest. Nicholas P. Trist was thereafter banished from government. His salary was withheld. He was forced to take a lowly job with a railroad to feed himself and his family. And yet, in spite of all that, the President and the Congress accepted the too-good-to-turn-down treaty which Mr. Trist had designed and signed. For you see, Nicholas Trist, in direct disobedience to the orders of the President of the United States and to the subsequent ruin of his own political career, had chosen to stay in Mexico. And acting on his own, had negotiated for us, U.S., what is now a fraction of Wyoming and Colorado, and all of Arizona, and New Mexico, and Utah, and Nevada, and California, and now you know the rest of the story.